Thanks so much for joining us. Before jumping into today's podcast, we wanted to let you know that our brand new Planet Shakers demo, So Fresh, is available now on Spotify and Apple Music. We pray that it blesses you. Now it's time for today's message from our very own senior pastor, Russell Evans. We hope you enjoy.
Today I am so excited because I believe we're going to see the greatest move of God we've ever seen. You know, whenever there comes oppression, whenever there comes things that come by the enemy, the things of the world, you know, a virus is not of God. It brings oppression, it brings lockdown, it brings loss. And when that comes against us, God raises up a standard and He says, I want to use people in this time. And so in 2 Kings chapter 6, I love this. I love this about God because God gives strategies for every season. It says, when the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, we'll mobilize our forces at such and such a place. So here they were plotting and planning. That's just like the enemy. He plots and plans how to take you down, how to steal and kill and destroy. But it says, but immediately Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, don't go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there. So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and time again, Elisha warned the king so that he would be on alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. You know, the enemy does not like it when you walk in victory. He does not like it when you see his plans defeated. And he'd get upset at it. And he called his officers together and demanded, which of you is a traitor? In other words, who's leaking the information? Who's leaking this stuff? Who is revealing this stuff? Sounds like situations that we see around the world. And the Bible says, which of you is a traitor who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans? It is not us, my lord, the king, one of the officers said. Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom. Wow, such is this relationship that Elisha has with God, that even the words of kings and even the words of what the enemy wants to do to Israel, God speaks to him and gives him the answer and gives him the report. And the Bible says, he says, go out and find where he is, the king commanded, so I can send troops to seize him. And the report came back, Elisha is at Dothan. So one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses and chariots everywhere. He says, oh sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. He's saying, sir, we're in lockdown. We're surrounded. There seems no way out. Some of you feel like, where's the way out? Where is the breakthrough? Where is? And you look at the obstacles and you look at the challenges that are facing you, and it seems like there's a great army coming to attack you. But I love Elijah. He says, don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, oh Lord, open his eyes and let him see. My prayer to us today, after and as I'm speaking today, that our eyes will open and see the King of Glory, that they'll see the angels that are encamped around us. They'll see what God is on our side. If God be for you, who can be against you? And the Bible says, isn't it? The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw the hillside around. And Elisha was filled, the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots, not normal horses and chariots, horses and chariots of fire. Wow. And there they were in the upper room, and what came on them were tongues of fire. This is a heavenly host that they are seeing. The normal person couldn't see it because they don't have spiritual eyes. But he sees these chariots and horses of fire. And as the Aramean army advanced towards him, Elisha prayed, "Oh Lord, please make them blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elijah had asked. Then Elijah went out and told them, "You've come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I'll take you to a man you are looking for." And he led them to the city of Samaria. And as they entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, "Oh Lord, now open their eyes and let them see." So the Lord opened their eyes and they discovered they were in the middle of Samaria. They're in the middle of, they went to attack and now they're in a situation where they're no longer the great army that they thought they were. They're now surrounded by the army of Israel. And the king of Israel saw him and shouted, "Elisha, my father, should I kill them? Should I kill them?" "Of course not," Elisha replied. "Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and then send them home again to their master." So the king, this is amazing, made a great feast for them and he sent them home to their master. And after that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel. What an amazing story. Here is a story that, number one, you see that Elisha was a person who would hear from God for a strategy. In fact, Elisha in the Old Testament represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to give you a strategy for this season, this time. He wants to speak mysteries. He wants to show you ways to create and to bring healing and life and health and joy and peace and power and freedom. He wants to give you strategies that unlock people's lives. He wants to give you strategies that unlock blessing in your life. He is the great strategist. He is the great advocate. In fact, the Bible says he's an advocate. He's like a lawyer. He tells you what you have at your disposal. He tells you what you have the authority to live by. He is there to be your advocate, the one who stands by you. And he wants to speak into your life at this moment. You can't call on anyone else's name but the name of Jesus, because he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and he will make a way where there seems no way. Hear from God for a strategy. Secondly, we see in this story, don't be afraid of what you see in the natural. If I turn on the news and hear all the commentators of where the economy is going to be, where situations are going to be, I could get so depressed and discouraged, and at times I have got very discouraged by the situation we face in. The exaggeration of what's happening, control and the life that we're living in right now is not what God destined us to be. And I could get discouraged by it. But don't be afraid of what you see in the natural. Because God has a way. He is far bigger. He is far stronger. Do not be afraid today. Fear not, Bible says. When Joseph went to take the children of Israel into the promised land, God spoke to him, "Fear not." In the Bible, 365 times it is written, "Fear not." Do not be afraid. And that means every day you got to get up and say, "God, I trust in you. I'm not going to be afraid. Fear not. Fear not." Don't be afraid of what you see in the natural.
Yeah, that's good.
But the third thing you see in this story is he opened the servant's eyes to see how great God's army is, and that he is on our side. God wants our eyes to be open to his greatness. He wants our eyes to be open to his glory. He wants our eyes to see how powerful and how strong. And I said it last time I preached, if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And those who oppose, or the spirit of the age, or the spirit of Antichrist that opposes the gospel, opposes the raising up of God's church, God says, hey, you might look at that and that seems so big, but look in the heavenlies. Look what I have. I haven't just got natural ways. I just haven't got natural means. I've got supernatural ways for you. And so open our eyes, Lord, to see what you see. Open our eyes to see what you want to do. Open our eyes to see how great you are and how great your army is and that you're on our side. Amazing. Imagine the servant 1 minute looking at the army face, and then God opened his eyes and was like, wow, chariots and horses of fire. And wow. All of a sudden, in a moment, fear ran away because faith came. Because he saw in the spirit, didn't see in the natural. He saw the angelic hosts around about. He saw that God is more powerful and greater than anything you face. And then as the army came in, Elijah says, God, would you blind their eyes? You see, an enemy that cannot see cannot go anywhere, just gets led. And I'm here to declare if there's any enemies of your future, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, God, that those things will be blinded and shut down. Those things that the enemy will try to do that he thinks he's taking us one way, but you're setting him up in another way. And Lord, right now, that you would bind any lies of the enemy, you would bind any attacks of the enemy, and you'll blind the enemies of our life, the situations we face, the spiritual attacks that the enemy would try to do. Would you blind him, because your power is greater than what he wants to do? And then I love this. Elisha comes out and says, come follow us. And he takes him to Samaria. And they're in Samaria, and then Elisha says, open their eyes now. And all of a sudden, this powerful, strong army became vulnerable. And so there they are, and the king calls out and says, hey, shall we kill them, Elisha? And Elisha says, no. You see, I believe that God is setting up a trap for your enemies. I believe that God is setting up a trap for the attacks that have come against your life. I believe there's a trap set up. They think they're coming in. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the principalities and powers and the enemy, the devil, trying to come in to kill, steal, and destroy. He might use situations. He might even use things that happen in life. But as he sets up a plan, God's setting up another plan. And he says, I'm going to set up a trap. What seems your setback is your setup. What seems your mess becomes your message. I'm going to set up a trap for the enemy. He thought he was winning by doing that, but I'm going to use that, because all things work turned together for good for those who called according to his purpose. And so as we listen to God and we live in who he is, those things at the end enemy will try to do actually are a trap to him, not to us, because he leads us. God leads us and says, go and bring him over here, bring him over here. Psalm 141 in the message says, God, come close, come quickly, open your ears, it's my voice you're hearing, treat my prayers as sweet incense rising, my raised hands and my evening prayers. Then he makes an amazing statement. Post a guard at my heart, God. Set a watch at the doors of my lips. In other words, I'm not going to live in complaining. I'm not going to live in unbelief. I'm going to live in the promises and the truth of God's word. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company. And these people only do wrong. Don't let them lure me with their sweet talk. May the just one set me straight. May the kind one correct me. Don't let me sin. Don't let sin anoint my head. I'm praying hard against their evil ways. Oh Lord, let their leaders be pushed off a high rock cliff. Make them face the music. Let a rock pulverizing by a mall. Let the bones be scattered at the gates of hell. But God, dear God, I only have eyes for you. since I run for you for dear life to you. Take care of me. Protect me from these evil scheming and all the demonic substitute. Let the wicked fall flat on their faces while I walk off without a scratch. This is what I believe. That as the enemy has tried to come and inflict pain upon the church, inflict pain upon people, to try to shut people down in their life, that those very things that the enemy has tried to do is actually a trap to see that come and fall down and to see God step in and see His people walk out victorious. Huh. Demonic strategies are going to be brought low. And God's strategies are going to be lifted high. And God is going to make a way. And God is going to show the way. And those who stand against what God wants to do, the leaders will be exposed for who they are. And God will reveal what He wants to do in a nation, in a city, in the nations of the world. That the spirit of Antichrist will be defeated and the spirit of Christ will be elevated in the name of Jesus. So there they are. And the king of Israel says, Elisha, should we kill them? And I love this. This is a kingdom strategy. He says, no. Set a table before them. These are the people who are the enemies of Israel. And he says, set a table before them. Because the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Yeah. And the Bible says He sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. So here's the way you deal with attacks of the enemy. You do the exact opposite to what he will try to do. If he tries to steal your money, give more. If he tries to discourage you, encourage more people. If he tries to get you to live in unforgiveness, forgive more. If he tries to get you to peel down, praise more. Lord, do the exact opposite. Have a kingdom strategy. Don't get in there and just fight in the natural. That's what they could have done. But they had a kingdom strategy, and this strategy was far greater than a personal fight, a personal attack. It was far greater. It was a kingdom strategy that brought change forever with these people.
Yes.
Have a kingdom strategy. Next thing is do things in grace. Do things in grace. Don't do things in the flesh. Do things in grace. We fight against the devil and his what he tries to do, but we've already run. We don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. But we do things in grace. We operate in authority in grace. We live in unmerited favor. So we treat people and situations with unmerited favor.
Yeah.
Here, these Aramans did not deserve to be fed because they had come to destroy the Israelites and destroy the voice of God in Israel. But what happened was, surely goodness and mercy and kindness came to this situation, and they fed them, and they fed them well, and then sent them on their way. Do things in grace today.
Yeah.
Be people filled with the grace of God. See God's grace bring the victory in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I love this. You listen to this scripture. It's so good. And after that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel.
Yes.
What had happened that day is they saw the victory. The Arameans never came back to attack in that season. Why? Because they heard from God. Yes. Why? Because they weren't afraid of what they saw in the natural. Why? Because God opened their eyes to see how great God's army is and that He's on our side. Why? Because God blinded the eyes of their enemies.
Yeah.
Why? Because God set a trap for them to see victory come. Why did they win and why did they see breakthrough that day? Because they had a kingdom strategy. They didn't have a manly strategy. They had an earthly strategy. They had a kingdom strategy. And they did things in grace and they saw the victory. I'm here to tell you and encourage you today, wherever you are, whether you're in Cape Town, Singapore, Geneva, Barbados, whether you're in the USA, UK, whether you're in Europe, South America, or North, Africa, whether you're in Canada, Kenya, in Nigeria, wherever you are, whether you're in New Zealand, whether you're in Papua New Guinea, whether you're in Geneva, wherever you are, the victory has been won on the cross. When Jesus said, "It is finished," it is finished. And He has won for us today. So we got to have our eyes open to His victory. We got to hear His voice in this season. We got to stand strong. We got to live by grace. We got to have a kingdom strategy. We got to take authority over the enemy and his works. We got to bind the works of the enemy, whether it's control, whether it's fear, whether it's sickness, whether it's lack, whatever his plan is. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we lose blessing and favor and freedom and joy, because Jesus has a name that is above every name. He has a name that demons tremble at the sound of his name. And I'm here to encourage you today. The greatest revival, the greatest move of God, the greatest breakout of the Spirit of God is here. What seems like a setback is a setup. What seems like a mess is a message. God is going to turn it around as we have our eyes open to see the vastness and the greatness of who He is and the armies of heaven. And we walk in the strategies of the Spirit, not in the strategies of the flesh, not in the strategies of man, but we walk according to the strategies of the Spirit. So right here, right now, if your hearing needs some cleaning, clearing, say, "God, open my ears." You notice they heard first. He heard first the voice of God, and then God opened his eyes. Faith comes by hearing, and then you see. So many of us want to see first and hear second. No, faith comes by hearing. So what you're listening to determines what you eventually see. So open up your eyes and your ears today. God, open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let us live according to the Spirit of God. Let us live according to the Word of God. That is the final authority. We live according to the Word of God. Now open our eyes to see how big you are. Wow. How great you are. Because there is none like you. There's no one that can compare to you. Jesus. Jesus. You're so amazing. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now, open your eyes of your people to see how great you are. See how awesome you are. Let the eyes of revelation, wisdom and revelation be seen right now. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes. Open the eyes of your people to see how big and how glorious and how strong you are. Lord, and we take authority over the works of the enemy, blind the attacks of the enemy, make them blind. They don't know where they're going. They get led into a trap. And Lord, turn everything around for your good. The greatest revival the world's ever seen. In the last days, you promise that you'll pour out your Spirit on all flesh. So come, Holy Spirit, and I declare victory on the left and victory on the right. I declare surely goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. I declare blessing and open doors ahead of us. Father, I declare freedom and joy and peace. I declare healing and power. I thank you, Lord. Yours is the victory. So we call on you. 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 Come on.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.